As winter sets in, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi led a congressional delegation to the Auschwitz Memorial site in Poland. Her visit comes ahead of the 75th anniversary of the day Soviet troops liberated one of the worst death camps of World War II. From 1940 to 1945, some 1.1 million people died here. Most of them were Jews from across Europe. But there were also Poles, Roma and Russian prisoners of war who died. They and the Jewish people were shot to death, killed in gas chambers, or died of starvation, or another mistreatment here at Auschwitz-Birkenau. The Red Army liberated the camp on January 27, 1945. It's an event now observed annually as International Holocaust Remembrance Day. In total, some 6 million Jews were killed in the Holocaust or Shoah. Yet the commemorations risk being overshadowed by a bitter dispute between Poland, where Nazi German occupiers operated Auschwitz and other infamous camps, and Russia, the successor state to the Soviet Union. Poland recalled that the Soviet Union signed a non-aggression accord with the Nazis shortly before the war began in 1939, known as the Molotov-Ribbentrop Pact. It contained a secret protocol in which the totalitarian powers agreed to carve up Eastern Europe. 2 years later, Germany turned on Kremlin leader Joseph Stalin and invaded the Soviet Union. That brought the Soviets into the war on the side of the Allies. Millions of Red Army soldiers lost their lives in the eventual defeat of Adolf Hitler's Germany. But Russian President Vladimir Putin has sought to shift wartime blame to Poland. He is angry that historical memory in the West has begun to focus more on the Soviet role in triggering the war and less on its role in defeating Germany. But that outrages the Polish government, which believes Putin's main motive is to weaken Polish influence in the European Union. The European Union's Executive European Commission agrees with Poland. The EU's Justice Commissioner Vera Jourova told the European Parliament that she does not accept Russia's arguments.
If one member state is singled out in efforts to distort its historical role, the European Commission would always protest and counter disinformation and fake information while preserving freedom of the press and media pluralism. Allow me to express hope that with the approaching 75th anniversary of the end of the worst war in history of humanity, we will not see multiplication of efforts to distort history of the event and to mask victims as perpetrators. Thank you.
Amid the bitter Russian-Polish disagreement over the history of the beginning of World War II, Poland's president Andrzej Duda is due to skipping a significant Holocaust memorial event in Jerusalem. He is angry that he was not invited to speak at the memorial, but the spokesman of the memorial site, known as Yad Vashem, defends the decision.
Yad Vashem is here to ensure that the Holocaust remembrance remains outside of the world of politics.
World leaders will now attend competing ceremonies in Jerusalem and next week in what was the Auschwitz-Birkenau death camp. For Vatican News, I am Stefan Bos, reporting. Thank you.